Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Lovely time of the year. Lovely. Joe O, Sammy P, this is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network. Sam, do we want to wait on the dating tip or get to what was on our mind from before?
The dating tip is simple. I mean, in my 20s, one of the easiest things to do is when
for Jake. Jake, why don't you pop on? Jake, pop on here for a second.
Maybe Jake already does this. Maybe Jake is a smooth criminal too. You meet a girl at a bar, right? Jake, you're single. She's obviously single because she's with all her friends. You're at a bar, and you go up and you introduce yourself, and she says, "I'm Megan." And your response right away is H or no H. And she goes, ew, H. And I'm like, yeah, that's what I think. And then that's an instant, like asking them how they spell their names is such an easy in to the next conversation. Like if it's, say it's Kate, C or K, C, nobody ever asked me that. Would you like a drink, Kate, with a K? Whatever. Like, oh, dude, it's like fish in a barrel. Come on. Like, ask if it's a name that could be spelled a different way. Just ask how they spell it. And then be ready for the quick retort. No H? Yeah, only crazy girls spell it with an H. I know! You know, it's oh, man. It's so easy. Next time you meet a girl with a name that could be spelled multiple ways, just ask how they spell it.
How many names can't be now? Right? Like, once we got Jordan... Now it's every name, pretty much.
I know.
My wife knows.
Well, yeah, so you bring up Jordan, right? Jordan, A or an I. Mm-hmm. And then whatever she says, you just roll with it.
Or
a
Y.
And she'll go, what if she says, yeah, actually it's a Y. I love it when it's spelled with a Y. Bang, done. Jake, use this. Add it to the arsenal.
Your name is Hannah's or an H or no H at the end?
Yes. That's what I was gonna say.
Exactly. Sarah?
Yes.
Sarah H? Sarah H, H, no H or no H? H? An H. Oh, all the cool Sarahs spell it with an H. You're just ready no matter what. And then if it's no H, yeah, I hate Sarahs with an H. Me too. Like, it doesn't matter. You just pivot.
Dude, where were you 15 years ago?
Oh.
I needed
the stories I could tell. The stories I could tell.
I don't know how you spell Michelle or how she spells Michelle, but let's get to that. There is media spat going down. Did you catch what Michelle Beadle, and I'll play for the audience because I know not everybody saw this nor do they care. Did you see what Michelle Beadle said about a week ago on her brand new show with Cody Decker about Stephen A. Smith?
I did not.
Okay. So let's get everybody up to speed. This is up to late last week. This is what Michelle Beadle had to say about one Stephen A. Smith.
He made you look like fools for handing him a blank check in the first place because he doesn't even give a shit about the stuff that he's paid a gazillion dollars to talk about. And now he's turning around and turning that into a money-making opportunity. Yeah. And the money-making opportunity turns out it looks like it's a fraudulent crap business to begin with. Honestly, I'm not a religious person, but I pray for the downfall. I really
it's
do.
It's going to be amazing.
I just...
It's going to be amazing.
So that's a short clip.
To the guy that was sitting next to her. I don't know you from a can of paint. I think his name is Cody Decker. I heard you used to play in minor leagues like 8 years and tried it at baseball, whatever. No shade on you, bro. I don't know you. And I want you to know that anything that I say about your show with her in a second has absolutely nothing to do with you. I know you got to sit next to her and come across as rah-rah and all of that. Bro, this has nothing to do with you. I wish you nothing but the best. I hope your success continues to grow and you make the most of the career that you're trying to have. I know you did short films, but do short films. Man, all the best to you, bro. I don't know you. Don't know you. My comments are strictly directed at this woman, who I will remind y'all I have not said a word about in over 11 years. I've never spoken about her. Do y'all know why? I don't know her. You would think there's some beef that's been going on and has been pervasive throughout the industry for years. It's all because of her. I have never said more than hello or goodbye to her in the initial stages. And we was at one event for ESPN in 2013 or wherever it was, where we might have spoken for a minute or two. I don't know this woman at all. So when you hear her talking about me, please understand, I don't know her. I have no relationship with her. She says, I don't like her. How would you know? It has to be because of how you're acting, Michelle Beadle. It can't be because of me. Because I don't talk to you. I don't know you. I don't talk to you. I've never been around you. We've never had a conversation. We've never hung out with one another. Nothing. We have no relationship. I can sit up here right now, walk outside to the bathroom, pass somebody in a hallway, talk to them for 2 minutes, and that would be more extensive than any communication I have had with Michelle Beadle in all these years.
He went off. That wasn't even the worst part. I saw the link for his YouTube, and I clicked on it, and then I couldn't look away. He went off on Beadle for like a half hour. He called her trifling. And then it goes right into him tearing into Carrie Champion because of a post that she made on social media. And she referenced Ray Rice. And if you want to look up that history, you can look up that. That's where this beef apparently started. His comments on domestic violence. And, oh, man, it was a thing, dude. He, like, let it all out. I think he's above it, or he should be maybe above it, but he was sick of hearing people talk trash, and he went off on her, and he called out how the show Beadle and Decker has only 2,500 Instagram followers. Like, he was just going in.
I don't know you from a paint can.
Can of paint. Yeah.
Can of paint. Can of paint.
It was hilarious.
It was crazy.
Yeah. It was hilarious. So if you want to check that out, I don't know, if you want to laugh, not take things too seriously, go ahead. Check it out. Some things I agree with, some things I disagree with. But, I mean, taking shots at a show that just launched about the number of followers, I'm like, come on, dude. That show just started a week ago.
That is the best thing to happen to that show. It's the best thing to happen to that show. Hey, go look at this show on his platform.
Yes. I know. And when I watched his video yesterday, it already had 100,000 views and it wasn't even 24 hours old. And then you know what I did? I went looking on their YouTube to see if they responded. And then the only video was Nico Harrison fired. Who cares? Then the general manager of the Mavericks was fired. Like, I know everybody was talking about it yesterday. Nobody gives a damn. I don't care. Talk about this. You better respond to this today when you go that hard. And Cody Decker was going hard too, even though he doesn't know him from a can of paint.
So they should have been live.
They better respond.
Heavy. They should have been live responding. They should have been live responding. 100%. To it. You got to capitalize on that.
It was out for 24 hours and there's still nothing on it.
Would you say that's bad producing?
I knew you were going to say that.
I would have done things differently.
Well,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess what else?
Jake, what do you think? Is it bad producing?
I mean, I guess I'm not really in a position to say what is good or bad producing, though.
I got two emails from Vanguard yesterday. Would you like to read the subjects? Would you like me to read the subjects?
Oh, no. What?
Are you ready for retirement, question mark? No.
Actually.
And then the second email that came hours later, Samuel, comma, want less stress over money this holiday season, question mark? Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah. I got a piece of mail the other day from Vanguard, too. It's like the first time I've opened a piece of mail, like, immediately. And it was just a nothing update. I'm like, maybe they have information because I'm looking for information. There's no information there. Vanguard does not know yet.
No, definitely not. Vanguard's
not aware. They have no idea. No idea what the hell is going on. All right, Sam. It's Wednesday. Do you have any bets? What are your top three bets? 3-1. Go.
I hit all three last night, believe it or not.
Did you?
All three of them. Yeah. I was going to make a post with a bunch of check marks, and then I decided, nah, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Act like you've been there. Let's go Marquette, -20.5. They are playing Little Rock tonight. I imagine that game's going to get ugly. I think Marquette might be up 20 at halftime. Because remember, the last time we saw Marquette, they were getting throttled by the Fighting Gurches of Indiana. Now they play Little Rock in Milwaukee, and they are going to blow them off the court. I'm laying 20.5 right now. I expect this to close higher.
Mm. You love Toledo. What do you think happens with them tonight in the football side? They're laying 4.5 on the road at Miami of Ohio.
I no You're not longer care it. About Toledo. Nope, okay. Not betting it because I can't watch it. I can't watch it in the hotel room. Actually, I might be able to tonight. We'll see.
You might be able to. I don't know they probably don't have YouTube TV is my guess. Did you bet them for the conference, though?
I did. No? 2-1.
Yeah.
Don't think it's going to hit.
Yeah. It's not. All right. UMass. NIU favored by 11.5 at UMass tonight. God.
UMass stinks. Stinks.
They're still the worst. It's been a number of years now. Still the worst. So that one's on ESPNU. Three matching games going down tonight. All right. Number of plays in the NFL. Like let me give out Henderson at 50-1. This thing is still wide open for offensive rookie. Now you have the dart injury. Abuka's the favorite again. So I think Henderson at 50-1 is a number worth grabbing. We'll talk about it more tomorrow. So Thursday show, then the Friday show. So a lot planned. We're going to dive into this NFL card, college football as well. For Sam, I'm Joe. This has been Bet Sweats. Talk tomorrow, 9 a.m. Eastern, right here in the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.